The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. Super Bowl number 3 right here. What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. This is the day we all wait for. I don't care how sharp you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how much experience you have. The Super Bowl is cool. It's almost like yesterday didn't exist, and I'm glad I don't think that yesterday existed. Don't worry about it. I'm talking to EC about all these parlays when his mind is out at the golf tournament. What are you doing? But don't worry, he'll make up for it. He'll make up for it. Now, as you guys always know, we never leave you hanging. And today at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, that's right, the entire crew, Prop Stars, the Counselor, M Squared, Maestro, the Stoic One, the Five Tool Player, they will all be here right up to kick off. We've got all your best bets, your props, your cross sport props. We've got it all for you right here. But to get the day started off right, you know, I got to bring in my absolute OGs. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. First and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M Squared, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody out there. Fired up for the Super Bowl. It is finally here. It feels like it's been a month, like college football with the layoff here. Cannot wait for this game tonight.
Me too. By the way, Maestro, not to get off track, but you and I stayed in the same hotel, the last hotel for New Mexico State basketball to be in before they shut down the whole program. I don't know how I feel about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. And yeah, I was thinking back to my conversations with some of the players and team members in the elevator. Did not know there was anything like that swirling around. I thought they were just getting ready for a big game with Grand Canyon. Although they did tell me there were going to be a lot of points scored in that game, and it went over. That was the 14th straight over for Grand Canyon.
And I think they lost by 30. And maybe we should have known something at that point that the very next day their program would be shut down. Kudos to you, gentlemen. They were very nice to us. All right, finally, this man, to lock him down for not one but two shows today, with the schedule he's had lately, oh, the Stoic One, R.J. White. Been up to anything lately?
It's been a busy 2 weeks. We put out the Super Bowl 57 Props Guide on CBS Monday, coming out of the championship weekend, and we've been adding to it with odds as they were posted. We added all of our Sportsline content in it as it became available, and you got odds for over 500 props in there. You got links to all the model stuff that we do in that guide, and we have links to a lot of my content in there. And so I've been cranking out content as well, early game picks, long shot picks. And then on Friday night, I dropped 57 picks for Super Bowl 57 on the Sportsline site, where I collected everything that I already had to date in one article and then threw in a ton more. I think I had like 25 picks already and threw in the other 32, somewhere around that number, where I'm going through, you know, team total rushing yards, over-unders, which we'll talk about here, a bunch of different things. I have my Anthem pick in there. I have a bunch of stuff in there. So still time to go check that out on Sportsline. You can find it, the link to it, on my Twitter feed, at RJWhite1. I tweeted it out on Friday night, but you can also find it by going to the football section of Sportsline.
And they need to be a member, correct? Yes,
you need to be a member to get all 57 picks.
There you go. But I would say it's worth it. I would say it's more than worth it. RJ, thank you very much. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I got to tell you, this spread, Maestro, has kind of been hovering Eagles, Chiefs the last 2 weeks. Where are we at today?
Very interesting. Everyone knows we opened with KC as a small favorite. The lines flipped immediately, and we've been sitting Eagles minus 1.5 for a long time. But yesterday at a couple important Vegas books, the Superbook took so much Chiefs money that they moved down to pick them. South Point took a lot of Chiefs money, and they moved down to minus 1 still for the Eagles. But MGM, Caesars, DraftKings, FanDuel all holding at 1.5 Eagles. The only $2 million bets so far that have been publicized, both on the Eagles, both at MGM. But it seems with what happened yesterday in Vegas that we may see some heavy action on the Chiefs. Right now, most books still a little bit heavy on Eagles money, definitely heavy on Eagles tickets. The money might be split, but I think today people are expecting more of a Chiefs wave.
When you put this into the rundown this morning, I literally grabbed my phone and put the Chiefs bet in because I was like, if this is going to move, and I got them at plus one now, I don't want it to get all the way back to pick them. May not seem like a big deal, but it is. It is. Maestro, thank you very much. Hang tight. By the way, I got to address something real quick because you know that's what I do here. There's somebody in the chat that's begging for a showdown. There's somebody in the chat that's begging me to say fly, Eagles, fly. I won't say fly, Eagles, fly. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But what I will say is when you beg for a showdown, don't make it immediately after we had to chase you down for 2 weeks to pay on your last showdown. 2 weeks. 2 weeks to pay. There will be no showdowns for you until you prove you are worthy of a showdown in the Early Edge universe. And you know who I'm talking to. I don't need to say his name. Now, up next, oh, RJ, I saw a little underline the other day on the TV, and it said injury report, Chiefs. And then I thought they had messed up because there was no names there. What should I take from that? Floor is yours.
Yeah, mostly clean injury reports on both sides. The Chiefs did have one injury. Mecole Hardman's not going to play. They put him on IR at the end of last week, activated Clyde Edwards-Helaire off. So that's going to change the running back composition a bit. We'll see how many carries and touches Edwards-Helaire gets and who it's at the expense of. Obviously, Ronald Jones probably isn't going to do much in this game, but does Edwards-Helaire have a bigger role over say, a McKinnon or Pacheco take some of their touches? We'll see. On the Eagles side, clean injury report except for their punt returner's questionable. So we'll see if he can play, maybe, you know, sprinkle a little under 9.5 longest punt return yards for the Eagles. Because if they don't have their key guy in there, once the game starts, you know, that could be a factor where they're probably not even getting that many opportunities anyway. So you get one guy in there, get 7 yards. We'll see what happens. So their secondary is going to have to be on their A game versus Mahomes. Reports come out that he had a great week of practice, much better than that Bengals week, obviously 2 more weeks removed from the injury. So maybe he won't be limited at all here. And the Chiefs are able to do whatever they want to do offensively, because Hardman isn't that big of a deal for the offense. But there is a difference between everybody getting through practice and not having questionable tags on the injury report, and then you get into game day. So we'll see if there's any re-aggravations occur, if anybody looks limited out there on the field, and then I think Mikey will be firing away at some live bets based on what he's seeing.
You're damn right. Follow all my guys on social media. Live betting is everything. It's what we do. We have the very best. Now, AB in the chat says, for real though, RJ's lettuce is championship level today. The hair is looking very nice, high and tight, RJ. Feeling it.
It's because I just stepped out of the shower, and so it's comb for once.
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it for once if it's going to be Super Bowl Saturday. Or Super Bowl Sunday, I should say. All right, it's time to get to our board. And you guys know, if you've been watching for the full 2 weeks, we've got so many picks that we'll have on the later show today. But right here, right now, I got to pay those pesky little bills first. Here's a word from someone that we love being partners with.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go. Now, I don't do this very much anymore because I think it has to be special. Well, today is special. And we named this show Sunday Brunch all those months ago, and we had no idea how this show would grow into the behemoth that it is today. So, M Square, if you don't mind, you know the drill, son! It doesn't matter if it's Super Bowl Sunday, there's still college basketball. Perhaps a little NBA, there's always injury reports, but my man brings it no matter what the sport. So, once again, M Squared, if you don't mind, give it to me.
All right, Coach. We'll start with college basketball to get things going today. This is an early game. I believe it's noon Eastern time, 11 Central where I am. We're going Memphis and Temple over 147. Look, these early college games on Sundays, definitely high variance events. These two teams played a month ago. The final score, 61-59, significantly under the total of 149.5 in that game. However, I still love the over in this one. Look, Memphis loves to play with a ton of pace. They're going to be on their home floor in this one. We expect home teams in college basketball to be able to dictate the pace of play a little bit easier when they're playing on their home floor. This Memphis team is a massive, massive over team, 15-9 on the season, 7-4 at home. But what I like here with Temple, Temple is in that range where they're 3-4 possession underdog. We expect them, if they're competitive, to be at 2-5 possessions most of the game. What I see from them is they're excellent at getting to the free throw line. One of the best teams in the country at drawing fouls. Memphis is not very disciplined at all. They foul a ton. Temple shoots free throws incredibly well. Top 20 in the country. That is how you stay competitive in conference road games here. I'm expecting Temple to be just competitive enough to continue to push this one. We should see a game where Memphis flashes 80-85 points on their end here. Let's go over 147. And then we're going to move to the NFL. I've got one play here in the Super Bowl, one additional play. We're going Jerick McKinnon, under 5.5 rushing attempts, minus 120, minus 125. You can find it a couple different books out there. I just think this is a big number for him, considering what we've seen from him and the health of Patrick Mahomes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire being back and the overall projected game script in this one. He hit this number just 7 times this season in the 19 games here. I think this is far, far too high for him. I think the only scenario that we see McKinnon going out there having 6 rushing attempts in this game is the scenario where Kansas City leads by 2 scores, probably for at least half of the third quarter and all of the fourth quarter. That's where I would see the opportunity for this happening. Otherwise, I think he's going to be involved in the passing game. I think he loses work to Isaiah Pacheco. Let's go under 5.5 rushing attempts for Jerick McKinnon.
And before we get any tweets saying, I can't find that at the Super Bowl, most books have everything divided up. So you got to go look for this. But I promise you, almost every single book is there. Correct, Mike?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much. That's where we start, but certainly not where we are finishing. So, RJ, you also have Jerick McKinnon. And this was something we wanted to talk about today because the reason we're talking about it this morning is if you don't put this bet in before the basketball game starts, then you can't get the bet in. Give me your cross sport parlay first and kind of explain to people who are brand new exactly what it means.
Right. So we're looking at two different stats here. We're looking at Jerick McKinnon's receiving yards versus Aliyah Boston's points plus rebounds. Very talented player on South Carolina's team. Huge matchup in college basketball, South Carolina versus LSU, two undefeated teams. It's going to be a big play there. I believe this prop opened around even. It steamed upward toward Boston. People expect a much bigger game for her than McKinnon having a lot of receiving yards in this game. So you can get McKinnon plus 5.5 yards at plus odds. I have it at plus 110 on Caesars. I believe it's Mikey had a McKinnon over receiving yards prop earlier in the week. So I know he likes McKinnon to have a decent amount of receiving yards. It's been getting hammered over the last 24 hours or so. It's up to 20.5 with minus 142 on the over. So we're really expecting him to get over that 20.5 number, get to 21, 22, 23. 33, however many it is. So Aaliyah Boston's probably going to need to get to the 30 range to get this. She's averaging 23.3 points plus rebounds this season, only one game over 16 points in the last six, though she has racked up 10 rebounds in eight straight before last game versus Auburn. But LSU is third in field goal percentage allowed, third in rebounds allowed, very good rebounding team. I don't think Boston's very likely to beat that 23.3 season average by much, if at all. So Alwin McKinnon probably has to do is get to the 18-19 range and to get this. And since we all think he's going over, really like getting the plus odds here. It's a way to play this prop without having to play the big juice on McKinnon's over. So that's why I like him. Plus 5.5 receiving yards, plus 110. I have two other props for you. Kadarius Toney to go over 34.5 rushing plus receiving yards. This is minus 133 or one, I think minus 117 right now. It's come down a little bit. Before playing six snaps against Cincy, he had grown into a bigger role. 44 plus yards combined in three straight games. He had seven targets against the Jags. 40 yards on four carries in two games prior to his injury. And this is Andy Reid. This is the Super Bowl. He's going to empty the playbook and he's going to find creative ways to get playmakers the ball. And Tony's really a guy that's been trying to get more involved anyway. And so I think you're going to find creative ways that he gets the ball that is not on tape for the Eagles to prepare for. And he's going to be able to get a big play or two, get over this number pretty comfortably. Third prop I got here is Eagles to go under 141.5 rushing yards at minus 120. They're known to be a very good rushing team, but they got there just six times in the regular season to despite having a lot of second half leads where they could run the ball. They made it to this number the last 2 weeks, but no one expects a similar type of game that they had the last two games where they blew out the team and they could just sit on the lead in the second half. This number has ticked down slightly. It was 142.5 at minus 110. I have it now at 141.5 minus 120 for this show. So sharps are likely on the under here, seeing the same thing I am. They think this is going to stay under. So that's my third one there. Eagles under 141 rush yards, minus 120.
See, this is another bet for those of you who are brand new to here or just being educated that most of the time during the regular season, you just can't play. But there's so many different ways to bet total rush yards. I absolutely love it. By the way, real quick question, RJ. The Chiefs only had 42 rush yards in their last game. They haven't been running a lot. I don't know what the number is, and I hate to put you on the spot, but what would you make of the Chiefs side of this bet?
The number was 100.5. So they need to get to 101 essentially. And there was juice to the under. So they're not expecting a ton of rushing. I think that makes sense. Mahomes is a lot healthier in this game. He's going to throw a lot. His receivers got through the week healthy and nobody's really questionable or anything. So I don't know that they run a ton in this game. If they do run a ton, it's going to be in that scenario that Mikey said where they have a big lead in the third quarter and second half. And since this is such a small spread, I don't think anybody's really expecting that. So I would play the under on them if you have it at 100.5, the juice isn't too bad.
All right, just a little added lean there, a little added lean. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, Matty Ray, by the way, in the chat said that Tony play that you just gave out is his best bet, his favorite bet of the entire day. So you got his back. All right. By the way, I buried the lead. I meant to say at the top of the show, you guys all know I have a great connection in Kansas City. You guys know that. And I've broken stories from my connection. You guys know that. I called him yesterday. I said, give me a percentage of where Patrick Mahomes is right now after the week of practice that he had. He said 90%. So take that for what it's worth. But this man has watched him practice for 2 weeks with his own two eyes. All right. Now, all three of these fine gentlemen will join us later in the day. But when I say this is our third Super Bowl, me and this man were there day freaking one in December 2020. And look where we are today. So Maestro, my OG, my man, it's your spot, big boy. You're up. Oh, no. Oh,
man, that is embarrassing. One of the props I really love tonight is Jalen Hurts over 10.5 rush attempts. I mean, they give this guy 11 carries in a blowout of the 49ers. They gave him 9 carries the week before in a blowout of the Giants. And there's no reason to save him right now. A lot of people think he might have surgery after the season on that shoulder, but there's absolutely no reason to save him. The Chiefs give up the third most rushing attempts to opposing quarterbacks, the fifth most rushing yards. I just have to think he's going to be heavily involved because he's the one guy that you can't really account for as a defense. And the Chiefs have struggled with this, giving up 50 yards to Stidham, giving 57 to Russell Wilson. He's going to get double-digit rush attempts. I think he's going to get at least 11. based on the way that they have been using him and based on the point that there's no reason to save this guy. This is the Super Bowl over 10.5.
Let me give a little pushback just for what the fans are going to think here. With the bad shoulder, now the last two games, there was blowouts. They didn't need him to do it. Are you not worried that they may try to protect him a little bit?
Well, I wish they had protected him in that 49ers game. I don't know why they were running him. It was late in the third quarter, and he was even seen wincing on that shoulder. I don't know if they were trying to prove a point or something to let the Chiefs know that this guy is going to be heavily involved in the run game. But the fact remains that he's been around this number in most games, and now you take the Super Bowl, you take that everything is on the line, and you take that this is what he – I mean, his throwing has not looked great. This might be his best element, and you're going to do everything to win this game. So I don't think they're going to care about the shoulder. I mean, yeah, there's also an issue, right? If he gets hit the wrong way, he could be knocked out of the game. I heard a doctor breaking that down. That is a risk inherent in any bet like this.
And that is what – yeah, Mikey, go.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, keep in mind also quarterback kneel downs at the end of games are rushing attempts. They are rushing yards. They are rushing attempts. If you think the Eagles are winning, you might only need 8 in the actual game.
Why would you say, oh, yeah, Maestro? There is no, oh, yeah, in your universe because we have a double showdown. Just straight, what is it, 1.5? I'm getting 1.5.
You can have 1.5.
Yeah? You're saying, oh, yeah, like it's a lock. They're going to be kneeling down at the end of the game?
I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's a point that I should have made because it heavily supports my case.
Don't backtrack now. Don't backtrack now. I know why you did it. It's okay. Mikey, that's all right. You stirred up the hornet's nest, and I like it. Go ahead, Maestro.
I also have a showdown with Mr. Matt Ray trying to get even. He's on your side. I added another showdown, Eagles versus Chiefs, with him, but he's a gentleman, and he's giving me straight money line.
First of all, don't insult me. Second of all, I respect it. Third of all, you're the one that set the number. It wasn't me. So don't blame me for that.
I didn't want any talking after this. I didn't want any griping.
RJ, let me stop for a second. He just said, I don't want any griping over a showdown bet. Who's the one that gripes the most when something doesn't go his way in a bet? RJ, the answer is?
I have no idea. You leave me out of, you leave me out of this one.
The answer is Maestro. The answer is Maestro. We were riding in the van the other day, and he had a Bryant bet. I can't make this up. Can't make it. We're having a conversation. 4 other people. And all of a sudden, Maestro goes, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's he screaming? We're in the van. It was 4-2. It was 4-2.
Not
true. Is that
true.
A true story, Maestro?
Not true.
Not true.
It was 5-0.
All right, my bad. My bad. It was 5-0, and he was given the fist pump with 18 minutes to go in the first half. The first half. As we were driving back to hang out with the New Mexico State team at the same hotel. All that's true. All that's true. All right. We wanted to start the day off fun, and that's exactly what we did. But at 5:30 Eastern, oh, we're going to be all kinds of serious. But grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Mikey, M squared is on Jerick McKinnon under 5.5 rush attempts, -120. He hasn't had a lot lately at all. It's been all about Pacheco. Then Temple, Memphis, over 147. A lot of these games start early in the day because that Super Bowl window is wide open for the Super Bowl. Get your bets in right now. Then the Stoic one. He's on Kadarius Toney over 34.5 rush and receiving yards combo. Eagles under 141.5 rushing yards as a team. Then a little crossover sport prop. There are a lot of these. Go check them out, whatever book you use. Jerick McKinnon, and you add 5.5 receiving yards to his number, will be more than Aaliyah Boston points and rebounds for South Carolina. She is not like most stars or superstars. She doesn't score a ton of points. She's very unselfish, so I love this play. Then finally, from the Maestro, Jalen Hurts over 10.5 rush attempts, -105. I'm pumped up for today, if you couldn't tell. Got the official hat with the logo straight from Phoenix, and we're all going to be laser-focused, ready to go, because these three and the counselor and AB and prop stars chomping at the bit for our mega preview later today at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. But for the here and the now, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Stoic One, Maestro, M Squared, of course, Snake on the ones and the twos. Turn on your notifications every single time we start a show. Ding! You don't miss one single second of this content. And today, it's very, very important. Only one brand you even need to worry about, because we grind for you to win with you right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.